Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research. All your answers are confidential. Do you have a few minutes for a quick survey, ma'am?
And what is this for?
A survey for, different, a variety of topics, like government and, issues on the community.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, by the way. Happy Saturday.
Good morning.
Okay. And when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Is it somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one here is student loan debt.
10.
Okay. Voting rights.
10 plus.
Thank you. And democracy.
10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. And K through 12 education.
10.
Jobs and wages.
Am I satisfied with jobs and wages? About a 5.
It's from not an important issue, which is a 0, through 10, which is very important issue to you.
Okay, so I'll say a 10.
Okay, and reproductive freedom.
10 plus.
Thank you. And inflation and the cost of living.
10 plus.
Climate change.
10 plus.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Immigration.
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10 plus 10.
Okay. Thank you. And health care.
10.
Okay, and the last one here, abortion rights.
Okay, so if I'm saying, if I say 0, that means it's not important?
Not an important issue to you.
Oh, it's 10.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
I have not missed voting since I was 18 and I'm 67. It's real important.
Okay. So 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your race?
I'm black, African American. I'm black.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's more than obvious, but I still have to ask. I'm sorry. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I've been voting since I was 18.
Okay.
Haven't missed yet.
And, there you go. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, which is a GED, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree like a MD, DDS, JD, doctorate.
I'm a CDM. I'm a certified dietary manager.
Okay. Would that be associate's, bachelor's, or master's?
Associate's.
Okay. Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter. Okay. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. 0 to 10, ma'am?
10.
Okay. Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is the Democratic Party from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Joe Biden.
10.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
10.
Okay. The Republican Party.
0.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
-0.
Not the first one. First time I hear that one. Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Joe Stein, or undecided? Or
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you.
Kamala Harris.
All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Or undecided. Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'll say better.
Okay. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most vote.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from a 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented the progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or certain event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, so you're saying that they prevented progress. If 0, if they prevented the progress?
No, from 0, certainly did not prevent progress in your things that happened by now. And 10 certainly prevented progress in things that should have happened by now. The first one is white supremacists.
Okay, so if I say 10, I say it should have been prevented.
10 is certainly prevented, certainly prevented progress.
You're saying that, okay, let me clear this up. So So if I say okay. 10, that means it could have been prevented. It should have been prevented.
No, no, no. Okay, so let me go ahead and read it one more time, a little bit better
okay.
for you. I'm sorry. All right, so below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So that's the key word. If the people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So from zero, I mean certainly did not prevent the progress, or 10, certainly prevented the progress, and 5, you're not sure. So it's a white supremacist?
10.
Okay.
Should have been
President Biden?
I'll say 5.
Okay. Governor Kemp?
10.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Okay. Supreme Court?
10.
And Donald Trump?
10.
Okay.
Okay. So,
you.
Okay. And as I'm saying 10, that means they should have or they could have prevented it. Or you're saying they could have prevented it.
Yes. Could have prevented the progress.
They should have prevented the progress of
okay. And the
okay,
next.
So you're saying. Go ahead.
The next one is. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first sentence here is, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. 0 to 10.
Okay, so I'm saying something should have been done.
Okay, 0 is would not motivate you to vote at all, and 10 would strongly motivate you to vote.
10.
The sentence, okay, yes, thank you. And the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving 21.8 million monthly. 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. We made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Okay. And next one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. 0 to 10.
Well, say he say he's gonna block it.
Sued to block it in Georgia. Yes. So 0 to 10.
So if I say 10, that say I go along with it. If I say 0, that means I don't.
No. 10 means that what strongly motivates you to vote against it, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding four states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. 0 to 10. Okay, thank you. We're 80% done. Thank you for your time and patience. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 0 to 10.
Okay, I didn't get that.
So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10.
Okay,
anytime
you vote, you get power.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's gotten better.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
single,
or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay.
Living by myself.
Okay.
Widowed, living by myself.
And she said happily. are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Nope.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent,
part-time.
Student, or other? Okay.
Last year,
2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $70,000.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and answers and your time as well. You have yourself a lovely weekend, okay, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
That was it. Thank you. Have a lovely day, ma'am.
You too.
Okay.